It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From Al Monitor, heavy floods hit Dubai airport as Oman toll rises to 18. At least 18 people have been confirmed killed in Oman and parts of the UAE, including Dubai's airport and several major shopping centers, were shut down due to torrential rains and widespread flooding the first half of this week. Portions of Dubai remained closed yesterday as more storms were forecast, but some parts of the region already received more rain in a single day than they receive in a whole year. And because this is a desert climate zone, infrastructure for handling these sorts of storms and this volume of rainfall is lacking. Other countries in the region, like Bahrain, also received record high levels of rainfall, but have not yet reported any fatalities or major shutdowns. From Al Jazeera, Venezuela and Honduras announce actions to protest Ecuador's embassy raid. Following Ecuador's raid on Mexico's embassy in its capital city, Quito, earlier this month, the governments of Venezuela and Honduras have said that they would be closing their consulates and embassy in Ecuador and recalling their primary Ecuador-based diplomat, respectively. These are being framed as protest actions by the governments in question, and they're just the latest of many similar actions taken by Latin American governments following what is generally considered to be a major breach of international law on the part of the Ecuadorian government, as another nation's embassy is legally treated as that nation's sovereign territory, making this raid akin to Ecuador sending police forces into Mexico. The Ecuadorian government maintains that it launched the raid in order to arrest former Ecuadorian Vice President Glass, who has been charged twice for corruption and who had sought shelter in the Mexican embassy in order to avoid being arrested. And from the Associated Press, tensions rise in Australia after a bishop and priest are wounded in a knife attack in a church. A 16-year-old boy has been accused of stabbing a Christian bishop and priest during a live-streamed church service in Sydney on Monday, marking the second high-profile knife attack in the city over the course of just a few days. This is being treated as a hate crime by police, the teenage assailant's comments apparently pointing at a religious motivation for his attack, and after he was taken into custody, some police officers were wounded by a mob of parishioners who were prevented from seeking retribution against the attacker. Police have since declared this attack to be an act of terrorism and have stood guard around major mosques in the area to deter potential retaliations against the local Muslim community. Another knife attack, which left five women and a male security guard dead at a Sydney shopping mall over the weekend, is not being treated as terrorism, as the 40-year-old assailant, who was shot dead by police following his rampage, was apparently suffering from a mental illness that is assumed to be the trigger for his actions. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.